We are just having a great time. Matt, can you just come in? We got Buddy Buter here. We have Brian from Travelers with us too, and we're just shooting the breeze here, watching the players start to show up. We have a couple guys, Kevin Hughes here, Bud Colley's here, getting ready to go as they start. But Matt, Joey went to like a what do they call them? Like, I don't know what they are.
Those promotional item websites.
So you can get an no. entry. You can get an entry level back scratcher / shoehorn, and if you get 300, you can get an average price of $1.06.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, they're not like Morgan Cunningham quality.
Yeah.
But they are serviceable, and I think that we're gonna when Janine comes home from vacation, we're gonna be like, hey, Janine, we ordered 1,000 back scratcher shoehorns.
We do it while she's on vacation.
I agree.
Forgiveness.
I agree. Apologize later. Just do it and apologize later.
It's great. So do we do blue with the yellow lettering? So we're on top of it, and because I've had like Brian comes over and he's like, yeah, what's up with the shoehorns? And I said, that's our thing.
Oh, we got to do this.
But we got to. Buddy Buter is here with us. And
Buddy!
I misinterpreted. I thought you were like Travelers Championship Volunteer of the Year a couple of years ago. You were like the whole tour.
Yes, I was very
fortunate. Look, he gets a little like mocking. Like, he's like, yeah, oh, shucks.
But when I had my 50th year, I was nominated, I guess, by Travelers, and I became the PGA Tour Volunteer of the Year.
So cool.
But it's really not about me. It's about all the volunteers for this tournament, because one person doesn't make it.
He even talks like a pro athlete. Like, he's the pro athlete of volunteers. You know, just good Lord willing, just trying to help the team. It's about the team behind me. It's not just about me. I mean, you got it down, buddy.
But I get emotional about this. So the PGA Tour gave me $10,000, charity of my choice. So Travelers, as you know, is a big proponent of the hole-in-wall game.
Yeah, camp. Of course, the Paul Newman started with his wife.
So I said, donate it to the hole-in-wall camp. And so Andy Bassett called me the next night and says, Alan, the CEO of Travelers, wanted to match the $10,000. And so Andy says, who do you want to give it to? I says, come on, Andy, give it to the hole-in-wall camp. So they got $20,000.
That's awesome.
So being nominated for that award, I don't care about it. I care about the 20,000 that went to the home walk. That's what it's all about.
And listen, so you coordinate the folks that walk the course with the scores, right?
Yes.
That's what you guys do.
Yeah, we keep all the scores.
You want to put a headset on him as well, and that is Brian. I just want to make sure I get Zimmerli. Here with us too.
I never can pronounce his
name. I know. I was just saying, hey, Brian Z. He's joining us here. And the thing about golf, I played yesterday. I'm not a big golfer, but I played in a member guest yesterday. Ooh. And I think about it, and it physically is one thing, but like to be able to focus on every shot for 72, or in my case, 100 times, is. It takes a lot of energy, but like on a 90-degree day to walk the course with these guys, that's not easy.
No, you got to be mentally and physically able to do that. It's and these volunteers, it's tough.
Yeah, you and who are you with? I can't tell you because they're tough names. But you're with the final group on Sunday. Is that just because, you know, like membership has its privileges kind of deal? Is that how
it
works?
He's been, you know, volunteering 53 years.
This
so.
Might 50. Brian, you're not even 53. So
no, actually, I'm exactly 53. So the year I was born was your first year. That's tough. You might have just patted me on the head as you were walking through. We're here with with Buddy Buter here. Now, are you still doing stuff with the Yard Goats too, or no?
Yeah, just they wanted me to work 3 days a week. I says, look, I'm a shuttle driver at the Doubletree Hotel, plugged for Doubletree, on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I says, look, I don't want to work. So I says, okay, I'll do 50-50 on Sundays.
So tell me this, like the tournament, how much, I mean, when I worked locally here in the early part of this century, they almost lost the tournament,
yes.
Right? And now everyone just say, I mean, listen, I know Travelers has so much to do with it, but, like, talk about how different it is now than, like, even 20 years ago.
You know, that's a real good question. You know, 20 years ago, we always thought we had a good tournament. We thought we were the best. But Andy Bassett and Nathan every year challenges all the executive committees and all the volunteers to take another step to get better. And we do that. So, you know, the changes, you know, the player field, now we're an elevated event.
Yeah.
72 players, no cut. They play the whole 4 days.
Who's your favorite?
Well, yesterday I was with Scotty Scheffler for the first nine holes, and I like Scotty. You know, I like Rory. I like them all. They're all great people.
Are you running for office? I mean, seriously.
Buddy is the mayor of the Travel
Championship. But he's like, I'm happy to help the team. I like everybody. I mean, who do you like the best?
I guess Scotty.
Yeah, you do. And you think he's going to win, too, at 120 under?
Well, last year I told him in the Pro-Am, I'll see you on the first tee on Sunday. So what happens? See him on the first tee on Sunday. And so he says, buddy, you're right. But then we also had that fiasco on the 18th hole with the demonstrators.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were coming down. So I told him again yesterday when I kept score for him for nine holes. I says, Scotty, I'll see you on the first tee on Sunday. So he laughed.
You know, has it always been like this, a family affair type thing where the players just seem to, I don't know, they seem genuinely, maybe it's just because they get hammered so hard at the U.S. Open and they're just happy to make a birdie. I don't know, but I'm surprised. I guess you have to come, but I thought J.J. Spahn would be relaxing on a beach somewhere, you know, and he's here.
He's here. Like, a lot of guys like coming here for, number one, we take care of the families and the players. We treat them. They get the best treatment ever, I think, hopefully better than any tournament around the world. We really take care of the fans, we take care of the players, their families, mother-in-laws, dogs, babies, you name it. We take care of them. Andy and Nathan do a hell of a job.
If it weren't for Travelers, and then this isn't a corporate suck-up because it's true, because they invest so many resources into this tournament, without that support, and Connecticut needs this tournament. It's so important, not only to the local economy, just I really feel like the self-esteem of the state, it's such a big deal. Buddy, it's great to see you. Good luck out there today.
Thank you.
And Brian Z, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And he's pro, by the way. Brian's pro the shoehorns.
Yes.
So
love the idea.
We're all over it.